inherited a powerful cultural DNA from their ancestors, and they will work their own magic in their own times. Chapter 2. Defining a Texan. Not long ago, I met an old rodeo cowboy in the Live Oak County town of George West. We were talking about how you know if someone's a real Texan. And he said to me, "Well, I think all you got to do is ask a few questions." Intrigued, I asked, "Like what kind of questions?" "Well," he said, "like this. You ever seen the big Texas sun rise up over the oil derricks of the Gulf and turn them to gold and found that beautiful? You ever laid back on Emery Peak under the starry skies of Big Bend and reached up and touched God's first day's work? You ever driven the country roads just to see the wildflowers celebrate in spring, or floated down the Waterloo with a cold beer on a hot summer's day? Ever eaten three-alarm chili and terlingua tamped down with pan de campo? Ever eat a dilly watermelon or a poteet strawberry or hill country peaches so good they made you cry? You got Bluebell in your freezer right now? Is Southwest to you the national airline of Texas? Do you feel a gnawing sadness when you leave the state and a reborn joy when you make it back? Ever had beef enchiladas on the Riverwalk, chicken fried steak with cream gravy and Abilene, or Shiner